daddy thought I'd never settle down out on the porch. Ain't it funny the way things change? I wanna introduce you to my kinfolks, to my old friends, to the house in the pines where the road ends. Take you to my hometown, where I grew up, where I thought I knew it all before I knew what love was. Gave up on it, but honey, you got my hopes up, and I'm thinking that I wanna introduce you to my kinfolks.
Here because you're here. Shopping locally and listening locally. On your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country, 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, Kellogg, Stockholm. And 107.3 FM. Translator, W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. With the election just days away, the Biden administration today announces it's protected the pensions of 1.2 million union workers.
It's thanks to a provision in the American Rescue Plan. The president in Philadelphia, in a key election swing state, Pennsylvania, highlighting his plan that zero Republicans voted for. The White House says the Biden-Harris administration protected pensions of over 65,000 Pennsylvanians, 80,000 Michiganders, 63,000 in Ohio, and tens of thousands in Florida, Missouri, Texas, and elsewhere.
ABC's Chuck Sievertson. First-time claims for jobless benefits fell by 12,000 last month, latest economic report before the election. 33,000 striking machinists at Boeing will vote Monday on the company's latest contract offer. Union leadership recommending approval. Much of the membership says it won't approve a deal. It doesn't restore pensions, and Boeing says that is not going to happen. This is ABC News.
Offer not valid in all states or prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Bills piling up? Rent due? Just need some extra cash to get by? Then you need to go to 89cash.com, where you can get approved for a loan of up to $10,000 in minutes. No need to search through endless loan sites. 89cash.com is one of the largest lender networks. They can help anyone get up to $10,000 regardless of their credit score. Best part? The money can be in your bank account as soon as the next day. When you need fast cash help, go to 89cash.com. That's 89cash.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. And MLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange yesterday, milk markets were lower. November milk down 12 to 2015, December down 19 to 1948, January down 7 to 1959, February down 10, also at 1959. Cheese markets were lower, barrels down 6.5 to 186, 40-pound blocks down 5 to 184, one trade a barrel on the day, cash butter up a quarter to 270 and three quarters, no trade. trades. Grading on fat dry milk down 3/4 to 137 and 3/4, 5 trades on the day. Dry waste steady at 16.5, no trades on the day. Live cattle markets were mostly mixed on the day. Feeder cattle higher in the nearby months, but lower in deferred contracts. Now, while the cash cattle market was pretty light this week, still some of the show lists were showing higher prices, and that helped to support the markets as demand does continue to remain strong in the countryside. Hog markets, meanwhile, they were mostly mixed on the day. Now, I can't blame a lack of demand, as the export report did show 44,000 metric tons of pork sold. Looks like some of the nearby months were just lower on a mere pause in moving the markets higher. October live cattle was up 460 to 193. October feeder cattle up $1.02 to 250.197. December hogs down 57 cents to 83.80. Chicago Board of Trade corn markets were mostly higher. The weekly export inspections report was strong at 2.342 million metric tons. Soybean futures also mostly higher due to strength in vegetable oil prices. Also, export inspections strong at 2.273 million metric tons, up 39% from the four-week average. Wheat markets, meanwhile, were mostly lower on the day. Again, a second set of storms into the weekend will provide moisture for the plains and the winter wheat crop. December corn down 3/4 to 410 3/4. November beans up 6 to 982.5. December wheat down 2 3/4 to 570.5. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
Grain bids from Alcivia Co-op Durand: cash corn 351, December 356, January 361, new crop 25, 381, cash beans 910, December 915, January 920, and new crop 25, 943. Big River Resources Boyceville: cash corn 410 3/4, November 410 3/4, December 410 3/4, and January at 426. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia: cash corn 351, December 376, January 386. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound: cash corn 358, cash beans 909, January 914. Allied Cooperative Blair: cash corn 366, new crop 25, 391, cash beans 909, new crop 25 at 943. Meanwhile, at Red Wing Grains, cash corn 370, April 410, May 412, new crop 25, 402. Cash beans 941, April 992, May 995, new crop 25, 975. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound: cash corn 358, January 365, cash beans 912, January 922. Cattle markets from Equity: beef fed cattle 175 to 194, Holstein fed cattle 158 to 175, market cows 95 to 125, bulls 125 to 155, calves 170 to 1080, beef steers at 180 to 420, and Holstein steers at 163 to 355. Sheep markets: market lambs 142 and down, light lambs 210 and down, ewes 95 and down, rams 880 and down, does on the goat side 135 and down, bucks 125 and down. Meanwhile, at Zumbrota, finished beef steers 180 to 187.75, finished beef heifers 180 to 187, finished dairy steers 170 to 179, market cows 95 to 114, market bulls 140 to 150. Hog markets at 59 to 83 for the market sow, or market hogs rather. Market sows sold from 57 to 64.60 on the light side, heavy sows up to 65. And boar markets 24 to 25. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
This is an announcement to all United States vehicle owners who own a 2003 or newer vehicle with a manufacturer's warranty about to expire, or no warranty coverage at all. With a struggling economy and the cost of living on the rise, Endurance is now offering an affordable, low-cost vehicle coverage plan to the general public. As of today, you could be one of millions of drivers that now may qualify to have your vehicle protected under this coverage and have all future covered auto repairs paid directly to the repair shop for you. You pick your plan. You pick your deductible. You even pick the repair shop. Roadside service, towing, and rental coverage is included. Get your vehicle protected now and save your wallet from costly vehicle repairs. A toll-free number has been established for you to call for your free 5-minute quote and to see if you qualify. The number to call is 800-299-1058. 800-299-1058. Again, that's 800-299-1058.
Coverage, deductibles, and claims may vary. For details, go to endurancewarranty.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly sunny today with a high in the mid to upper 40s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. We'll drop down to 31. Tomorrow, sunshine 57. And then we have more rain, even a few thunderstorms on the way late Saturday night, Sunday, and again on Monday. If you want a fantastic fall or winter getaway or maybe some holiday fun, check out Alexandria, Minnesota at explorealex.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 31.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Down at the Starlight Bar, one of them says, you know I've been thinking. Other one says, that won't get you too far. He says, this is your life and welcome to it. It's just working and drinking and dreams. Ad on TV says, just do it. Hell, if I know what of zeros, just a couple of down and outs, but movie stars and football heroes, what have they got to be unhappy about? Yeah, so they turn to the bartender, Sam, what do you think? What's the key that unlocks that door? Sam don't say nothing, just wipes off the bar, and he pours them a cup. Says, boys, you're on the wrong track. The secret of life is there ain't no secret, and you don't get your money back. Hey, the secret of life is getting up early. The secret of life is staying up late. The secret of life is try not to hurry, but don't wait. The secret of life is to find the right woman. The secret of life is to sitting round drinking down at the Starlight Bar. One of them says, you know, I've been thinking. Other one says, that won't get you too far.
I'm Susan Littlefield. Find out the latest market news with The Final Bell, weekdays at 4:30 on Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN.
Redneck girl likes to cruise in daddy's pickup.
gonna show one old boy that a weekend moon. And I pray that someday I will find me a redneck girl. A redneck girl likes to stay out all night long. She makes sweet rock and roll while she listens to the country song.
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN, and the Bellamy Brothers and Redneck Girl here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Friday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures in the low 30s across the region this morning on this Friday morning, November 1st. Wow. And coming up next hour, we'll have our ag weather forecast. Looks like we're going to see a little bit of a warm-up, but a little bit more active weather pattern. Also next hour, I had a chance to talk with Wisconsin 3rd District Congressman Derek Van Orden, get an update on the Pure Prairie poultry situation, and we'll talk with the congressman as well here coming up next hour. On the way, we have today's Agriculture America next here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Life is better with American Family Insurance because our agents provide specialized local expertise to help you get the right coverage at the right price. We understand that dairy farming is at the heart of what you do, and we want to help protect what you've worked so hard for. Let's build the policy your dairy farm deserves.
Contact Paul Slusher, your American Family Insurance agent serving Durand and Chippewa Falls.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
At Jerry Bear & Sons, your Golden Harvest seed dealer, their best skill is knowing how to listen. Because once they understand your operation and goals, they can offer the right products to perform in your fields. From the Gold Series soybean and game-changing corn portfolio to expert insights, it's an answer to what they have heard from you. Get fall cash discounts when you order your Golden Harvest seeds now at Jerry Bear & Sons, just off Highway 25, Durant.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues from rural America. A field of dreams brings the farm to the fair. We'll explain coming up.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit wisconsinsoybean.org.
State and local fairs are first and foremost agricultural, and at the North Carolina State Fair, they're taking that message to kids and adults alike with what they call the Field of Dreams. It's an actual micro farm where visitors can become farmers, if just for a few minutes. Carl Tart is the exhibit manager.
We have a gentleman, Mr. Rex Sasser, comes in and starts in June planting some of these crops, and he does a masterful job because you're planting at the wrong time of the year for a lot of these things, but he does a great job in keeping them going. And then, as I say, my role is to manage and put the whole scheme together and then manage it while we're here at the fair with staff to relate to the kids and the adults about what we're trying to do and get the message across.
The kids become farmers right down to driving pint-sized tractors and learn how the real farmer grows their food.
He's got to harvest it. He's got to carry it to market. He's got to sell it. That's how he gets his income. And then that's how you and I as consumers get our product from the store. So we actually have the kids 12 and under kind of harvesting a couple of three items each day, and they'll sell it at our local market. We give them some play money, and then they'll come to the grocery store inside and spend the money, and we give them a gift bag that's got North Carolina apple pickle candy and a cow pencil in it.
Tart says the kids and their parents learn a lot from the experience.
We've got some garden signs out showing like what goes on a pizza or on a sub sandwich and this type of thing. They are amazed that that's what goes on there. You know, you have a kid and say, I will not eat a tomato. Well, I didn't know I was eating it on that pizza, and I didn't know I was eating it. So we get a lot of that. A lot of adults didn't realize that the peanuts were grown, the nuts themselves, underground, things of that nature.
Area FFA students take part to bring the little farm to life and answer questions.
We get an FFA chapter every day. They bring about 20 kids, and they're most from the eastern North Carolina. Like today, we have South Lenore down near the Kinston is here with us. Just great kids. And as I tell them every day, the kids come through that we're trying to relate to, they rather talk to them than they had me. I'm too old for them to talk to. But so they get a kick out of it, and so do the kids too, relating to somebody close to their age.
Tart estimates nearly 180,000 people visit the Field of Dreams each year. That's today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins, Agriculture America, a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
Is thinning hair or a receding hairline making you self-conscious? Try Hair Grow by New Nordic. Millions of men and women around the world trust Hair Grow. With its patented tocotrienol complex, Hair Grow naturally reduces inflammation in the scalp and is clinically proven to promote new hair growth and increase hair count in as little as 4 months. Stop feeling embarrassed about thinning hair and start looking and feeling your best with Hair Grow. Available online at Amazon, Walmart.com, and NewNordicUSA.com, or in stores at your local CVS.
Whether you're ordering wings for the game, whipping up a seven-layer dip, or ordering pizza, there's something about football that makes you want to eat. And this football season, Uber Eats has the best deals on game day food. No matter what you're craving, from two-for-one pizza to buy one, get one wings, Uber Eats will be dropping new deals each week, all season long. Uber Eats, official on-demand delivery partner of the NFL. Order now. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly sunny today with a high in the mid to upper 40s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. We'll drop down to 31. Tomorrow, sunshine 57. And then we have more rain, even a few thunderstorms on the way late Saturday night, Sunday, and again on Monday. If you want a fantastic fall or winter getaway or maybe some holiday fun, check out Alexandria, Minnesota at explorealex.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 31.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
baby, you're not mine. We've got something and it sure is fine. Let's take our love one night at a time. There's one thing that we both agree. I like you and baby, you like me. Let's take our love one night at a time. All night, love all night. Practice makes perfect. Gonna get it right, gonna get it right. One night at a time. All night, love all night. Practice makes perfect. Gonna get it right. Get it right, one night at a time. Oh, I think about you all day long. It feels so good, it can't be wrong. I got my fingers crossed that this goes on and on. Tomorrow, well, that's another day. Come on, baby, now, what do you say? Let's take our love one night at a time. All night, love all night. Practice makes perfect. Gonna get it right, gonna get it right. One night at a time. That this goes on and on. All night, love all night. Practice makes perfect. Gonna get it right, gonna get it right. One night at a time.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. George Strait, One Night at a Time, here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Friday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. And we have temperatures in the low 30s across the region this morning. USDA's announced $58 million are available for assistance for dairy producers through the Organic Dairy Marketing Assistance Program. The program is helping to mitigate market volatility, higher input and transportation costs, and unstable feed and supplies and prices that have created hardship in the organic dairy industry. Now, if you'd like more information on the program, just contact your local FSA office. On the way, we have today's Farm Progress America here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Donaldson Filtration Systems. OE-grade air, fuel, lube, and hydraulic filters engineered to deliver superior performance and protection for your equipment. 8 times a year, each of the 12 U.S. Federal Reserve banks complete a report summarizing the economic conditions in their geography, and those reports are published in what's called the Beige Book. Last week, the October edition was released, and I'll have the details when we come back. It's harvest time across the region, and that means long hours for you and the machines you depend on. That's why you should protect them with Donaldson filters. Donaldson offers a full line of air, fuel, lube, and hydraulic filters, engineered to deliver superior performance and protection for your equipment. It's no wonder so many OEMs worldwide specify Donaldson filters. After all, Donaldson literally invented the tractor air filter. Ask for Donaldson filters at your local parts supplier today.
Yes, the Federal Reserve Beige Book for the month of October is out. Now, the book provides a snapshot of economic activity across the 12 Federal Reserve districts in the United States. Today, we're focusing on both the Chicago and the Kansas City districts, as those two reports are the most connected to the world of agriculture. Covering much of the Midwest, the Chicago district includes the top corn and soybean producing states, think the I states, while the Kansas City district represents states like Kansas, Missouri, and Nebraska, known for both crop and livestock production. Each district's report offers insights into how the agriculture and rural economies are faring as we come into the end of 2024. In the Chicago district, economic activity saw a slight increase. Consumer spending was up modestly, though spending patterns are shifting. Many consumers, they say, are, quote, trading down to more affordable items like value meals. Employment in the region is also up slightly, but reports of hiring difficulties persist, especially for skilled positions in manufacturing. Farm income expectations for 2024 remain stable in the middle part of the country, despite crop weights being affected by our recent dry weather. Corn and soybean prices have edged up, and farmers are choosing to store a lot of this harvest, hoping to sell later at higher prices. In the Kansas City district, economic activity did hold steady, though some sectors face some challenges. Consumer spending also was up modestly, but households are more price sensitive, favoring affordable items and smaller economy vehicles over luxury items. Manufacturing activity did see a decline in the Kansas City district, adding financial strain as businesses reported increased delays in customer payments, which is, of course, raising cash flow concerns for some of those firms. In agriculture, farm incomes remain under pressure with lower crop prices, though cattle producers have benefited from higher prices this season. Demand for ag loans has risen as farmers manage higher operating costs, and loan repayment rates dipped slightly this last month. In both districts, businesses and farmers are adapting to a mix of economic stability and caution, they say, as changing spending habits, input costs, and cash flow concerns reflect broader economic pressures. I'll have more when we come back.
Not everyone can fix their own car. Or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Hey everybody, it's Matthew at Bluff Country Feed and Seed. Are you someone with operational management experience? Someone who likes digging into the details of inventory control while not afraid of a hard day's work? Somebody with experience in agriculture and a passion for the lifestyle? Our growing business is looking for a director of operations. If this sounds like you, let's talk. Give us a call, check out our socials, or go to the website. This could be the start of something new. Plant your roots with us at Bluff Country Feed and Seed.
All of the economic data from the Beige Book will be discussed by the Fed at their November Open Market Committee meeting, which kicks off next Thursday. Given the relative strength in the economy, most market watchers are expecting to see at least a small cut in interest rates, which would be welcome news ahead of renewal season for many farmers. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Donaldson Filtration Systems. Ask for Donaldson by name. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds, which could be life-changing. I mean, you could put that money towards that zero-turn lawnmower you've always wanted. And after using its edge-shaping technology to meticulously sculpt the face of the Mona Lisa into your grass, you'll become the undisputed king of Saturday morning lawn care, leaving your neighbor and sworn enemy Gary to question his place in the delicate neighborhood ecosystem. And it's all because you could save money switching at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in all states.
William is one of millions of Americans who uses GoodRx to save on the cost of their prescriptions.
My oldest daughter, Camilla, 2 days old, she had to have open heart surgery. All of a sudden, she's on 5 different medications. It adds up at the end of the month. Me and the pharmacist got so tight. She said GoodRx saved you a lot of money. Saving that extra $200, $300 a month, we're able to do all these extra activities. So it puts less stress on our household and it puts less stress on our pockets.
Download the free app or visit GoodRx.com and start saving today. GoodRx user compensated for their time. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
he was sitting there, his brush in hand, painting waves as they danced upon the sand. With every stroke, he brought to life the deep blue of the ocean against the morning sky. I ask him if he only painted ocean scenes. He said, for $20, I'll paint you anything. Could you paint me a Birmingham? Make it look just the way I planned. A little house on the edge of town. Porch going all the way around. Put her there in the front yard swing. Cotton dress, make it early spring. For a while she'll be mine again. If you could paint me a Birmingham. He looked at me with knowing eyes and took a canvas from a bag there by his side. Picked up a brush and said to me, "Son, just where in this picture would you like to be?" Said, if there's any way you can, could you paint me back into her arms again? Could you paint me a Birmingham? Make it look just the way I planned. A little house on the edge of town. Porch going all the way around. Put her there in the front yard. Cotton dress, make it early spring. For a while she'll be mine again. If you could paint me a Birmingham. Paint me a Birmingham. Make it look just the way I planned. A little house on the edge of town. Porch going all the way around. Put her there in the front yard swing. Cotton dress, make it early spring. For a while she'll be mine again. If you could paint me a Birmingham. Oh, paint me a Birmingham.
Down at Margie's bar, telling stories if we had one. Someone fired the old jukebox up. The song it sure was a sad one. Teardrop rolled down Bubba's nose from the pain the song was inflicting. And all at once he jumped to his feet, just like somebody kicked him. Bubba shot the jukebox last night. Said it played a sad song, it made him cry. Went to his truck and got a 45. Bubba shot the jukebox last night. Now, Bubba ain't never been accused of being mentally stable. So we did not draw an easy breath till he laid that Colt on the table. He hung his head till the cops showed up. He dragged him right out of Margie's. They told him, "Don't you play dumb with us, son. You know damn well what the charge is." Bubba shot the jukebox last night. Said it played a sad song, it made him cry. Went to his truck and got a 45.
shot the jukebox last night. When the sheriff arrived with his bathrobe on, the confrontation was a tense one. He shook his head and said, "Bubba boy, you was always a dense one. A reckless discharge of a gun, that's what the officers are claiming. Bubba hollered out, reckless hell, I hit just where I was aiming." Bubba shot the jukebox last night. He said it played a sad song, it made him cry. Went to his truck and got a 45. Well, he shot the jukebox, stopped with one shot. Bubba shot the jukebox last night. But he could not tell right from wrong through the teardrops in his eyes. Beyond the shadow of a doubt, it was a justifiable homicide.
That sizzle? We're Country Fried. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Well, you get down the fiddle and you get down the bow. Kick off your shoes and you throw them on the floor. Dance in the kitchen till the morning light. Louisiana Saturday night. Waiting in the front yard, sitting on a log, a single-shot rifle and a one-eyed dog. Yonder come our kinfolk in the moonlight, Louisiana Saturday night. Well, you get down the fiddle and you get down the bow. Kick off your shoes and you throw them in the floor. Dance in the kitchen till the morning light, Louisiana Saturday night. Brother Bill and my other brother Jack, belly full of beer and a possum in a sack. 15 kids in the front porch light, Louisiana Saturday night. When the kinfolk leave and the kids get fed, me and my woman gonna slip off to bed. Have a little fun when we turn out the lights, Louisiana Saturday night. Well, you get down the fiddle and you get down the bow. Kick off your shoes and you throw them on the floor. Dance in the kitchen till the morning light, Louisiana Saturday night. Yeah, you get down the fiddle and you get down the bow. Kick off your shoes and you throw them on the floor. Dance in the kitchen till the morning light, Louisiana Saturday night. Shoes and you throw them on the floor. Dance in the kitchen till the morning light, Louisiana Saturday night.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. The Wisconsin all milk price for September was $25.50 a hundredweight, according to USDA's agriculture prices report. That was $2.50 above last month's price and $5.40 above last September's price. The U.S. all milk price for September was $25.50 a hundredweight, the same as Wisconsin's price, but $1.90 higher than last month's U.S. price. Meanwhile, the average price received by farmers for corn in September was $3.70 a bushel in Wisconsin. That was 3 cents below the August price and $1.37 below September of 2023. The September 2024 price received for farmers for soybeans was $10.20 a bushel, 30 cents below the August price and $3.50 below the September 2023 price. All hay prices in Wisconsin averaged 123 $5 a ton in September, $5 below the August price, but $10 higher than September of 2023. Meanwhile, the September 24 alfalfa hay price at $132 a ton was $7 below the previous month and $42 below September of 2023. Wisconsin will receive more than $3.5 million in federal funding to help expand the domestic production of fertilizer. Bentley Farms in Shawnee County will use the funding to install and operate a nutrient concentration system, which converts manure waste into organic fertilizers. When fully operational, the system is expected to yield 40 million gallons of liquid product per year, and the project's expected to create 9 new jobs. The funding is coming from the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Fertilizer Product Expansion Program. The National Pork Producer Council confirms there are no food safety concerns about the nation's pork supply after H5N1 was detected this week in an Oregon farm. NPPC continues to work closely with USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Services, Veterinary Service, and pork industry stakeholders on disease surveillance programs. The confirmed case in Oregon poses no threat to consumer health or food safety, as properly handled and cooked pork products remain safe for consumption. That, according to Brian Humphreys, NPPC CEO. The entire pork industry remains committed to safeguarding food safety and human and animal health. With rigorous on-farm biosecurity programs in place, the pork industry is working alongside APHIS since 2009 to carry out the swine influenza surveillance program to identify viruses circulating in swine. Pork producers have always been proactive and diligent about implementing biosecurity plans as part of their daily production practices, said NPPC President Lori Stevermeyer. The new Civil Liberties Alliance has filed a complaint against USDA and its Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service. The group says the new rule requiring electronically readable ear tags for certain cattle and bison transported across state lines is unlawful compared to the long-used visual tags. The NCLA, representing ranchers, farmers, and livestock producers who move cattle across state lines, is urging the U.S. District Court for South Dakota to halt the illegal attempt to eliminate an already in place efficient means of cattle identification. USDA and APHIS are pursuing their objectives without any regard to the statutory limitations placed on them by Congress. That, according to Kara Rollins, litigation counsel for NCLA. A new fourth quarter 2024 pork report from Rabobank says improved profitability is slowing herd contractions in most regions. However, producers are taking a cautious approach to expansion. Disease pressure in parts of Europe, South Korea, and Southeast Asia are slowing production growth, as are U.S. processing constraints and EU regulatory headwinds. Questions around consumer sentiment and pork demand are also weighing on expansion decisions. Political challenges are also heating up and creating a tenuous trade environment. Changes in the Mexican and Japanese administrations, a U.S. election, and the trend towards regionalized trade could create a less supportive trade environment for pork in 2025. China's anti-dumping case against the EU also highlights the industry's need to remain nimble. Recent labor and weather-related logistical challenges are only compounding trade uncertainty. While global feed levels are better than in past years, dry weather in South America and Asia may limit production in those areas. That is the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Well, now, which would you rather have? World-class seed genetics and traits, or seed that's been tested and proven to yield in your area? Well, with Pioneer, you get both, plus the support of a dedicated local team. For the unbeatable combination of elite seed genetics, local knowledge and insights, and rigorous local testing, contact the team at Bowers Seeds and Service, your local authorized Pioneer sales representative serving the Durand area. At Pioneer, our name is our mission, and what's next happens here.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owners agent serving the Durand area is Jerry Thompson Insurance, a division of ANSAY & Associates.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly sunny today with a high in the mid to upper 40s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. We'll drop down to 31. Tomorrow, sunshine 57. And then we have more rain, even a few thunderstorms on the way late Saturday night, Sunday, and again on Monday. If you want a fantastic fall or winter getaway or maybe some holiday fun, check out Alexandria, Minnesota at explorealex.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 31.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
I won't be the prize.